Okay, good to be everybody, and welcome back to the Motzoi Shabbos Shir. Tonight, Motzoi Shabbos Parshas Va'era. I'd like to discuss an issue. Davening and Tfilas were a little bit on my mind for the last couple of weeks, and I'd like to discuss the issue of raising one's voice, davening out loud, in a loud voice when davening. And our point of departure here in the Parshas Va'era is, the Sedra tells us that the Seder presents the first seven of the Esamach, the 10 plagues, the second of which was the plague of Tzardeya, where Mitzrayim was, as we know, invaded by frogs. We assume there were frogs. And the Paro asked Moshe Rabbeinu to please daven that the frogs should disappear. So in the first source of Shmos Parak Ches, Posek, hey, Moshe says, okay, but Moshe Lefar, he's parallel. Lemosa Atilacho, when do you want me to ask that the frogs should disappear? When should I do it? So Paro answers in Pasuk Vav, tomorrow. That's a question. Why didn't he ask right away? Okay, something to think about. Their answer to that. Moshe says, okay, yeah, as you wish. The sorrow in Pasuk Zayin, the frogs will all go away, and from all your places and all your people and so on. Rock by Or Tisha'arna will remain only in the Nile. And Pasuk Ches, Vayetze Moshe Arami, Paro by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem, Alvar Tzvardim Hashem Som LeFaro. Moshe and Aaron left the presence of Paro, and Moshe screamed out, he called out, yelled out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding the frogs. So Rashi explains in the second source, look at the words of Ayman Mochar, Pasuk Vav, Hispala Ayom, Shivan Tomorrow. No, go daven today, but I want the frogs to disappear tomorrow. Again, we can figure out why, he didn't want them to disappear right away. But Pasuk Ches, Vayetze, Vayitzak Miyad, Sheik Rasul Mochar. Moshe Rabbeinu went and daven right away that the frogs should disappear the next day. So some of the Mefarshim are bothered. We have this Lashon by Yitzhak that he screamed out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is not the Lashon that's used when he petitioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove the other Makas that are mentioned. So Sforno, based on an interesting Gemara, Sforno says, by Yitzhak Moshe Perkaz Pasachas, verse 3, Sheyaseh Oso Tzarm B'Bashah Samavara, Vayishar Baruch Hu, Zeh Hutzvach L'Tfilas Tz'oka. It needed a special type of tefillah. The Palgam in Shemayim Lo Yehavi didn't want the frogs to disappear entirely. But as the Pasuk says, the end of Pasuk Zion and Source 1, rock by Or Tisha Arna. Okay, they're going to remain in the Nile. They weren't going to disappear right away. So apparently, and the Gemara has this other examples, and the Malbim says something similar on Parakas Pasuches, the Hutzach Moshe's Palash Rasu, rock Hatzvada Shasam Lafaro, didn't want all the frogs in the whole country to disappear forever. Just those that were jumping around, frogs here, frogs there, just were jumping around. But not the tzardim, the frogs that were naturally in the water that weren't bothering Paro. Aleim b'kesh yisharu, says the Malbim, those were going to remain. Alzeh hutzach litzo ki palgalo avdi. It's an interesting Malbim. Somehow you have to ask for something directly, you have to ask for something straight, normal tefillah, and to split well, I want under these circumstances, but not those, or these should disappear, not those, somehow it doesn't work, and tz'oka is a different type of tefillah. So that's an interesting answer. It's not the answer I'd like to look at, but rather I'd like to look at something else. The Medrash tells us, here in Parshas Va'era, Shmos Rabba, Parsha Yud, Simen Vav, source number 5, that in addition to frogs jumping everywhere, they also made a tremendous racket, okay? Because the Pasuk says, again, I'll look back in source 1, I'll devour Hatzifardim. Last words in Pasuk says, I'll devour Hatzifardim. Medrash says, they made a tremendous amount of noise, all the croaking and all the whatever you call it that the frogs were doing. So the Medrash says, Shonuchnos in the second line of 5, Begufan Vitzokim, as I jumped into people's mouths, into their bellies, was croaking and screaming. It was a tremendous amount of noise that these frogs made all over the country. So the Sifsei Chachomim on Rashi there in Parakas Pasuk Vav, an earlier Pasuk, Os Nun, source number 6, Makshima Olam Lomashina Kosu Bitzardim Vayitzak Moshe Hashem. Why by the Tzvardim, by the frogs, does it suddenly have a Loshen, Vayitzak Moshe Hashem, Vashar Makos Kti Vayetari Davin Moshe Hashem? Our question. His question before was our question, right? V'yesh lomar, mishum da'aminan ha'mispalel tzorech la'shmil oznav ma'ashe yishum ha'otzi mipiv. Since there's a din, and we're going to see that when someone is davening, he should hear what he's saying. He should hear the words of his mouth. V'kan ha'yu ha'tzardim tzolakim k'mo shakazav rashi b'samach. Like the Medrash says, this frogs are making so much noise. So the only way Moshe could hear what he was saying, which is the din of davening, hitzrich la'harim kolob etzilosu k'dei shi'ashmil ha'oznav etzilosu. So the Sifrei Chachamim says sort of a technical problem. The reason Moshe had to scream is because there is a din that you're supposed to hear what you're saying when you're davening. And therefore, since the frogs were making so much noise, he couldn't hear anything unless he yelled. He yelled for the purpose of hearing it himself to fulfill this din. That's the approach of the Sifrei Chachamim. Now, the question is that true? Is there such a din? He says, Mishum damrinan ha-mispal al-tzorach la-shmir la-ozna ma-shamotzi nipir. A person who davens is supposed to hear what he's saying. And the only way Moshe can hear is by yelling. That's why it says Vayitzak. That's the Sifrei Chachamim's answer to the local question. The question is that true? Is there such a din, or where does such a din come from? Or do we find perhaps even the opposite? So we know regards to Kriya Shema. There, the pasuk of Kriya Shema, the opening pasuk, right? Dvarim perek vav pasuk dalet seven. Shraisol shema kana shema echad. So based on that, the Mishnah says in Brachas tes vav min aleph, source number 8. The Mishnah says hakorei shema lo yishmil ozno yotzer biyosim lo yotzer machlokas tanoim. Do you have to hear what you're saying when reciting Kriya Shema? So that's a machlokas. Tanakama says you yotzer even without it. Although again, the lashon hakorei means if you did it. Sounds like even the Tanakama would agree that it's better to hear yourself. And if you see lo yotzer, if you see not only is better, you have to lo yotzer. So Gemara asks there in Brachos Tes Vav and Aleph Source 9, my time of the Biyosi, what's the Biyosi? Mishum Diksiv Shema. That's what the word Shema means, to hear. Hashmalaz Lozacha Masha Tamotzi Mipicha. You should hear with your ears what you're saying. Yeah, he understands that's the word Shema. Tanakama Sover, now we learn a different thing from Shema. Shema means B'chol Loshon Shata Shomei. You can say Shema in any language you understand. It's more a matter of understanding than hearing. To understand what you're saying. Biyosi doesn't disagree with that, but the Gemara concludes, Biyosi Tarti Shema Mino. He learns both things from the word Shema, as Rashi explains. Source 10, Rashi Brochus Tes Vav and Aleph Dimas with Tarti Shema Mino. Ki Darash Nami Shema B'chol Loshon Shema Mino Nami Shetzorach L'Tzorach L'Shmila Ozno. Both things. So there is such a din by Kriya Shema. Okay, but we're not talking about Kriya Shema. We're talking about Tefillah. And the Sifrei Chachamim said, at the end of the Sifrei Dover Poshet, HaMispalel Tzorach L'Shmila Ozno by Kriya Shema. Okay, they darshan the Pasuk, Shema. But that's by Kriya Shema. There's no such Pasuk with regard to Tefillah. So where do we see that there is such a din, or is there such a din, Take, by Tefillah? So we look in source number 11, the Yerushalmi, in Brachas, Perek Beis Halach Adalet, says, Tani, Mispalel V'lo Hishmila Ozno Yotzo. We have a brayse that it says if you daven, and there it's not talking about Kriya Shema, if you daven, you spalel, you daven, and you didn't hear what you said, it says you yotze tefillah. So our asks, in Yishami Lemi Nitzucha, why do we need to be told such a din that you yotze? So our says, Lemi Nitzucha Lebiyosi. We need to teach us according to Biyosi, because if Biyosi said by Kriya Shema, you're not yotze. So therefore, this other brayse tell us, yeah, by Kriya Shema, you're not yotze, unless you hear it. You hear what you're saying, but by tefillah you are. And the Gemara says, "Hey, din Rabbi which Rabbi Yosi? Oh, hadad the tefillah. Kosh malish mezalos no yotza. Rabbi Yosi or lo yotza. That Rabbi Yosi. Okay, that Rabbi Yosi in this Mishnah that says that by Kriya Shema you're not yotza unless you hear yourself. For him, we have to teach you. Yeah, but by tefillah, it's okay. You are yotza. And you look, I printed a Pnei Moshe there. Okay, Ez Rabbi Yosi, right? The Rabbi Yosi, the Yosi of that Mishnah. But you look at the end of the last the Dimamasa Hey Din Rabbi Yosi in 12, the Pnei Moshe there in Brachas Perek Beis Alach Adalid. Kamash Malon, the Bitfila, Modehu, the Bidyevid, Yotze, the Loksiv, Boshma. Right? The Yerushalmi is telling us by davening, Bidyevid, Bidyevid, Yotze, even if you hear what you said, because there's no word Shema, there's no special Xeris HaKosa. But again, what emerges, Lechatrila, is that even by Tfila, you should hear your voice. Right? The Yerushalmi is telling us, Bidyevid, Yotze, if you didn't hear. Lechatrila, you should hear. And that's maybe what the Sifrei Chachamim is getting at. The proper thing is to hear yourself even when you daven. Now, if you can't, so we have a Psikta as well. The Pesik of Kana Piska Chav Dalet Pesik Shua Oz Dalet in 14 explains the pasuk until in Parak Dalet pasuk K from his pasuk 13 Rigs of Al Techto Imu Vacham Imu Bilvacham Shkavchem Bedom Musela. The Pesik of Kana says Tani B'Shem Beleze Mikrei Zok Drasha, and it says Amar Kosh Baruch Yisrael Ani Amarti Lecha Shetem Mispala Beisak Knesset Sheish Pircha. The proper thing is to go daven and shul. Imen Atayachol Mispala Besok Sarcha. If not, you can shul daven wherever you are in the field. Imen Atayachol then Besok Beischa. Then you can't go out the field, stuck in a house. And this would, you know, again being hospitalized for a little while. Imen Atayachol Mispala Mitoscha. If you couldn't daven even in your bed. Okay, I was able to do that. But if you may not, you know, daven even in your bed, then if you may not talk to him and do that, then Hara Belibcha, just have Hirhur, and you just think about it, because it says, Imr Bil Vavchem. But again, Lechatchila, Imr Vavchem, just say it to yourself. But again, the Mashmos and Psikta also is, it is better to say it out loud. So the Rambam tells us, Parakei, Mehilchas Tzil, Alokhates, 15, below Yispalil, ולא יספל על בליבו, אלא מחתה חדורם בספוסה ומשמיר לאוזן בלחש. רמב"ם פסק, you should not daven just like sight reading, you know, like we read a book or read something in Hebrew or in English, you know, we read something, just sight reading in your heart, in your mind. But rather, mechate chadorah mitzvah, you should enunciate, you should pronounce the words with your mouth, right? Umashmila ozo v'lachash. And here is a belachash, quietly, not screaming, but you should hear yourself. That's the Rambam Paskins. The ghost maimonis are not Rambam, and perhaps perikhei milchot zilach ates, os nun, 16, the ghost maimonis writes, v'chein ikar, that's the din. Udelo kiyesh omrim sheyesh banafilach atchila ein lo lashmi atzilos of lozno. And not like those who say that by tefillah you shouldn't even hear yourself. You should daven so silently, shouldn't hear yourself. The Hagos Maim is agreeing with the Rambam. Okay, he's telling you, no, the din is like the Rambam. You should enunciate the words and hear yourself softly. Not like those who say you shouldn't even hear anything. He quotes that Yerushalmi that we just learned. Yerushalmi, I say, behead, Tanya, Mispalo, Shmal, Azu, Yotso, Velonitsu, Velos, etc., etc. That's what we said. Where is this Yesh Omer? Who is this Yesh Omer that says, but tefillah, even lechatchila, you should not hear yourself? So perhaps it's a Tosefta. There's a Tosefta in Brachas Per Gimelach Test 17. Yochol Yehei Mashmiya Kolo B'Tfiloso. Okay, maybe you should hear your voice. Pirish B'Chana, we learn from Chana, we'll see later. B'Chana, he medaberes aliba. Chana, when she daven, that's the first parak in Shmuel Aleph, when Chana daven for his son, who later became known as Shmuel Anavi, the Haftorah for the first name of Rosh Hashanah. So it says, Chana medaberes aliba. She only talked to herself and her heart and so on and so forth. So the Tosefta seems to say, we'll come back to the Gemara that extrapolates on that, but the Tosefta is understood by the Mefarshim, the Chronim, to be the Yesh Omrim that Dagos Manus is referring to in 16, in Perek HaLachates Osnum, when he says, the lo ki Yesh Omrim Sheish Panafil Chatchila En Losh Mila Tfilah Solos. Now that's what it seems to be from the Tosefta. It also looks that way from a couple of passages in the Zohar. I don't usually tend to quote the Zohar, but she also brings it the Zohar in two places that I saw, 18 and 19, the Zohar and Parshas Vayigash, and the Zohar and Parshas Vayakdim. Vayigash, it says, Vukimna man de tzoli tzolose, somebody who davens and so on, it's better to lo lemishma kolib tzolose, better not to hear your voice when you're davening, uman dashma kolib tzolose, tzolose lo ishtama. And if you do, your tefillahs won't be heard. That's what the Zohar seems to say. Okay, that's the Zohar and Vayigash. The Zohar and Vayakel also says, kol in the mitzalim tzolosan, you should daven so that no one else can hear you and the other person next to you and so on. It also says that anyone who davens, not a good idea to daven out loud. So between the Tosefta and the Zohar, you have the chorus, it seems to say you should not daven in a loud voice at all. You should daven softly. The Gos Magen says, but the halacha is like the Rambam. The Tur, in Hilchos Tefillah, in the Orachayim, Sim Kuf Aleph 20, the Tur says, Vadas, no senes, she yoser tov lashmi la oznon. I believe it's better you should hear what you're saying. You daven ki oz yuchal lechaven yoser. You have better kavana. Mechein kosav Rambam. He quotes that Rambam we saw in Perek Halacha Tes, Hilchos Tefillah. V'lo yispal b'liv al mechatech adorah misosu mashmi la oznon b'lachosh. So the Tur, like the Gosman's, like the Rosh, like the Rambam, seems to say that it's better to daven that you can hear what you're saying. The Beis Yosef, there in Aruch Chaim in Kuf Aleph in 21, he mentions certainly Lashmila and Rashai mitzvah lechatchila. First, he says it's certainly a mitzvah. He quotes the Yerushalmi we mentioned before. Okay. On the other hand, he writes at three lines down of 21, four lines down, Ela shemotzosi behefech b'tosefta mechilton. But I found the opposite of Tosefta. We just quoted Paragim Alachates. We learn from Chana that you're not supposed to daven, but he concludes, Rabbeinu, five lines down, Rabbeinu, that's the tour. Basically, also has a commentary on the tour. Rabbeinu, hiskim, with the Rishalmi, you might suppose the Gemara didan. Okay, the simple reading of our Gemara, and then the Rishalmi is we reject the Tosefta, and he quotes Dagos Manios. Then, however, basically, quoted, you'll see in parentheses and brackets, the last line, Bera Kabayas. Bera Kabayas was an addenda, so to speak, that basically wrote. We assume after he wrote the Beis Yosef, but he writes, we call Mokam HaZohar, he quotes that Zohar, Maskim L'Divrei HaTosefta, and he concludes, V'roi Lochushlo. Beis Yosef said, he quotes the Zohar, quotes it elsewhere as well, in Simkuf Memal, that's about Kriyas HaTorah, and about the Ola reading along with the Balkar, different issue, but related. But anyway, he says, the Zohar is Maskim L'Divrei HaTosefta. The Zohar agrees with the Tosefta, he writes, V'roi Lochushlo. So Beis Yosef kind of changes his mind. At the beginning, he seems to say, it's a mitzvah to daven and hear yourself. At the end, he quotes with the Zohar, says, not to, and we lean towards the Zohar. Okay, Roy Lochoshlo. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes like the Rambam. That's in the Beis Yosef, in the Berak HaBayis. But in the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruchayim, Sim Kuf Aleph, Siv Beis, 22, the Beis Yosef Kar writes, Mechaber writes, Lo Yispal Al Belibo Levad, Ela Mechate Chadvar Misos, U Mashmi La Ozu Melachash, like the Rambam. You should not just daven bal peh, but rather you should pronounce and cut the words, so to speak, with your mouth, enunciate the words and hear yourself. Now, the Magen Avraham, it's forgotten Gimel 23, right? Yeah, but Kosa Rav Beis Yosef, Berech Abayis, that's what the abbreviation stands for, Kosa Rav Beis Yosef, Berech Abayis, Shazor Maskma Tosefta, Shalo Yashmi Lozo. But he says, Ain Rav. The Magen Avraham doesn't think the Tosefta and the Zohar is necessarily a riot that you should daven to yourself. He says what they may mean is don't daven so loud that others hear you, but you should hear yourself. So the Magen Avraham says it's not necessarily a riot from the Zohar. The Bir Agroa also learns like that. The Bir Agroa, of course, knew Zohar very well. I saw the Magen Avraham, but the Bir Agroa in Siman Kuf Aleph Sibbeis, Dirmasa Umashmiya, he quotes the Yushami that we mentioned. And at the end, he says, when the Gemara says, don't daven so loud, means, Ratzalom el acherim, don't let others hear. And look what he writes, V'kach hi bizar, Ayakav. That's what the Zohar means also. He has the low kamash with Tosefta. He doesn't think Tosefta agrees with that. But a Tosefta, he feels, is a minority view. Nonetheless, we'll see later as well, in 25, the Berhetiv, there in Siman Kuf Aleph, you've got in Gimel, right? Arizal, lo haya mashmir kola afilu bizmiris. Rav Yerzal never ran. His mirrors here probably means Pesukah de Zimmer. He never davened out loud, never raised his voice, never davened out loud. That was the practice there. Yerzal, Rak B'Shabbos, Heirim Kol, except on Shabbos, he raised his voice a little bit. Maybe we'll see why. The Mishabura, Zukot and Hay, also writes, V'yesha Kosu, the Tzorach Lachos of Dibra Zohar, the way we understood the Zohar, not the way the Magen Avraham, read the Zohar. V'yesha Kosu, the Tzorach Lachos of Dibra Zohar, The Magen Avraham says no riot from the Zohar, and that's what the Gross said. And became cause of Sharachon, Shatov, Yosel, Chatkil, Shmil, Oznov. The Magen Avraham, Mishabur adds, Bidiyevid, the Kula Alma, Marv, Lachash, Kol Kach, Shafil, Oznov, Shmil, Yotze. Like the Rishami, okay, Bidiyevid, if Yitaka didn't say it out loud, then you're Yotze. Okay, then you are Yotze, but he seems to say that most of the posts can say you should daven at least loud enough to hear yourself. Not others should hear, but loud enough to hear yourself. The Chidua, Chidon and the Machzik Brocha there in Orchaim and Sim Kuf Mem Aleph that the Beis Yosef refers to. Again, that's a simon about the God Kagetz and Aliyah reading along with the Balkari. So the Sim Kuf Mem Aleph, Sukkot and Beis, the Machzik Brocha, he quotes these different Teshitas where they should read along, not read along, how loud should the guy reading along be, by Tefillah, by Kriyas HaTorah, and some quotes of Prichodesh. But at the end, he writes, that's in the third line, the fourth line of Kvar Hofir Ruach HaKodesh Beis HaMedesh Misod Rabbeinu Arizal. Arizal tzal, shakos of the gam betfila tzorach shalo yashmila ozno. He said, but the Arizal said, even by tefila you should not hear what you're saying. You should daven very silently. Umi avar achar melech, and who can answer the king? The Arizal, but even the Chidor writes, umiu ein ze eladafka lemeishar marchosam. These are only for people like the Arizal. You know what I'm saying? Who are tzaddikim and so on. Amnam lahamona am. But for the regular people, for us regular folks, then tiski shalo yashmila acher. Enough. Don't daven so loud you disturb other people. But Hanachem Yisrael, Kilo Nemu Kolashuma Ela Lamatzniim Sasri Biruan Rabbi Zimri Satznuim Chochma. Again, the great Tznuim, the great Tzadikim, the pious people like the Arizal, okay. But for the rest of the people, should daven out loud as long as you don't disturb somebody else. The Shari Tshuva also writes there in Siman Kuf Aleph Sukkot in Gimel 28. He writes, depends on the person, really. What's going to make you have the proper kavon and daven properly? There are certain people, unless they pronounce the words that they can hear them, won't pronounce the words properly. There are people like that, okay? They'll slur them, or they won't say them, or they'll mumble them, and so on. That's no good. So he says the person has to figure out, again, the Anshe Maise, the quotes, like we said, from the Chidah, right? The Anshe Maise, the people able to control themselves, so on, that's one thing. But the average person, especially a person who's not going to be able to pronounce the words properly unless he hears them, many people like that, unfortunately, sometimes you hear people down for the Amid, they have a yard side or something like that, down for the other, half the words they mispronounce because they're used to saying them quickly or not enunciating the words, and half the words they don't pronounce properly. So I'm not talking about Kriyas HaTorah, I'm talking about, in davening, and that's what the Shari Tshuva is saying. Now, there is, however, a notable Gemara in Brochas, Tavchav Dalam Beis 29. The Gemara says as follows. Hamashmiya kola b'tfilah. So it's a strong statement. Somebody who raises his voice when davening, harezeh miktana amuna. He's from those whose belief is on a lower level. Amuna is on a lower level. Why? Look in Rashi in 30. Brachas chavdalim beit harayzim mektanei mona. Ke'ilu ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shomei atzilas lachash magbiya harbe. As if to suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't hear him if he says it silently. It's almost like a chutzpah. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hard of hearing. Okay, he's been around a long time. Maybe he doesn't hear well. So I'm going to better yell so he can hear me. So that's called mektanei mona. What? You don't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears you when you say it softly? Not only that, but the Gemara says harayzim magbiya tefilah b'tefilas harayzim neviyah sheker. He's compared to the false prophets. Okay, who are the false prophets? So people remember the Haftarah for Parshas Kisisa when it's not one of the dollar Parshas. Sheker, the Ksiva Yiku B'Kol Golam. Lachem Aleph Perik Yud Ches, Pasuk Chofei, printed in 31. Remember, Eliyahu Navi had his challenge to the Nevi Habal at Har Carmel, right? He told them, you build them Mizbech, I'll build them Mizbech, we'll call out to our respective gods. Let's see who sends a miraculous fire down from heaven. So they did it, and Pasuk Chavav there, Melach Mal Perek Yud Ches in 31. Vayikhu es hapar, Nosher Nosai took the animal and they shechted it and they jumped up and down. They did whatever they did. And they said, Habal aneinu. Right? They prayed to the Baal, that of Odozara. Baal, please answer. Ain kol ve'ain on, and no sound, not a word, nothing. And they did all of this stuff, and Chav Zayin Eliyahu begins to make fun of them. Vayibu trying by hatil by Melach Mal, made fun of them. Well, what are you doing? Vayomer kira b'kol gadol. What do you mean? You're not praying a lot. Maybe your God's asleep. Maybe he's in the bathroom. Maybe he's doing something else, right? That day, Eliyahu makes fun of him. You're not screaming loud enough. That's why your God didn't respond. You know, he's mocking them. Maybe he can't hear you. He's busy with something else. You have to interrupt him. And because of Chavchen, why you could be called Godol. So he screamed. Of course, it didn't do any good. We all know Eliyahu said, Anini Hashem, etc. Okay. But in any event, so someone who screams out loud, that's like the Nevi Gemara says, that's like the Nevi Abal. However, the Gemara there in Brachas Chavdalon Beis, look back at 29, second line, Omer Huna. That's only if you can have kavana when you're davening quietly. Okay, but if you can't have proper kavana, that's mutter. But even that, the Gemara limits, qualifies. That's when you're davening by yourself. When you're davening with tzibur, you have to be cognizant of disturbing others. So that's an important Gemara. That's one Gemara that says you certainly shouldn't raise your voice too loud. Okay, a little bit to have kavana, but not to disturb others. Another relevant gemara is a gemara in Brachas Lamed Aleph Mad Aleph, getting back to the story of Chana. That's in Shmuel Aleph Perak Aleph 32. The gemara says, "Pasuk Gimel, bechana hima daberes aliba rocks vasel knows v'kola yishom v'achshva eli shikora." Chana, when she davened to have a son, okay, and again Haftarah, the first ever Shoshana, when Chana davened to have a son, she talked to herself, so to speak, just her lips were moving. You couldn't hear any sound. And Eli, the Navi, the Shofet, who was there, Eli thought she was drunk. And Eli rebuked her. Pasuk Yudalad. Eli ad mosa tish takarin. What do you drink some? When are you going to remove, you know, the wine from a boy? Stop drinking so much. Now Rashi says there, interestingly, Shmuel Aleph Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel 33. Rashi says, Vayachshaveh Eli lishikora. Why? Shelo hayu regil nisbal balachash. Because that was news. It wasn't saying, Chana was davening, just her lips moving, no sound came out. Eli never saw such a thing before. Therefore, he thought she must be a drunkard. Now, based on this, the Gemara derives in Brachas Lamed Aleph and Aleph 34, Omer of Hamnuna, Kama Hilchasa Gavavarta, Ikal Mishma Hani Kwa de Chana. We learned several important halachas from this behavior of Chana. Okay, one is Vichana Himidavar Saliba Mikhan, Spala Tzok Shikhavan Libo. Okay, that's a different issue. Rak Sosea knows. Even Chana's lips move wasn't like sight reading. She had to move her lips. Here we learn you're not allowed to raise your voice in davening. That's like the Gemara before you, to raise your voice in davening. You're like the Tanei Emuni, like the Nevi Abal, like the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hard of hearing. Now, the Marshal says, makes an interesting point, raises an interesting question, 35, there in the Kedusha HaGodos and Brachas Lamed Aleph Mad Aleph. He quotes the Rashi in Navi, in Shmuel Aleph. He's bothered. He says, what do you mean? Just her lips were moving. So why? Eli thought she was drunk. Rashi said, because she davened silently. What do you mean? Says the Marsha, there ain't near came in Tokasuga. The Koma Mikansha also like Biakolo. I mean, until Chana, everybody davened improperly? So we learn from here, you're supposed to daven silently. You mean to say that up until then, everyone didn't daven properly? Why did Eli think she was drunk? She was doing Shalpi Din. What, nobody else knew the Din? Just Chana came up with this Heimfall, the Din? So therefore, he as a Teretz gives a totally different idea. So she's drunk because she here Bissali Spal, she davened so much, she overdid it. Okay, different point. But it's an important point that the Marshal makes. I think another teretz that Marshal's kash will be what we said before. Maybe people davened a little bit loud, just not loud enough for others to hear, and she davened totally silently. Maybe that was a change. We'll come back to that point. One other relevant Gemara about not davening too loud is the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, source 36, Gufa. Amar Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Mipnei ma tiknu tefila belachash? Why did Chazal institute you daven quietly? For levayish is over avera. Not to embarrass people when they daven. Sometimes, you know, you confess, you say certain things that are private, and, you know, the person had to daven out loud, so you don't want everyone in the shul to know what you're thinking and saying and so on and so forth. So you daven quietly. We all have personal tefilas, and certainly we sometimes have to, express our averus. So therefore, people shouldn't hear the korban chatas and the korban ola were brought in the same place, and that's intentional. The Gemara tells us because you never know what a person is bringing. Everyone who brought a korban chatas had to go to a certain place in the Beis Hamikdash to shechta, have the korban chatas shechted. So everyone knows, oh, this guy must have done some averus. So to protect people, other korbanos brought in the same place. Who knows why this guy's going over there? The Rashi and Sultan on Beis Hamikdash. 37 links to Sugis. Like we find Bechana, right? People who say confess with Miraveris. No one wants nobody else's business. Okay? Just like we find the Chatas and the Ola in the same place, says Rashi. People won't realize this guy's bringing Korban Chatas and be embarrassed. So the Rambam Paskin and Hilchos Tfila Perek, hey, Aloha Aleph, 38. Shmona dvarim tzarchem ispali zorben lasosim ha'dochag onenas ushava v'loasa osan ein ma'akev. A number of things, says the Rambam, the person should do when davening. They're not ma'akev. You didn't. It's not. It doesn't disqualify the tefillah, but certainly proper. Elohim, amida should be davening nochach hamikdash facing Yerushalayim. Tikkun aguf, your body should be clean. Tikkun amabushim, proper clothing. Tikkun amokom, the place should be fit. V'hashvoyas hakol, right? You're tempering your voice. What does that mean? So Rashi elaborates on each. I mean, Rama rather elaborates on each one of them. Alok test. Rama writes Hashvoya Sakol Ketzad Lo Yagbia Kolo Betviloso Lo Yashmia Kolo. Don't raise your voice unless Elim Ken Chayachole. Can't have proper kavanah or something like that. Something else. Uvad Shalei Betzibur, but only not in Tzibur. Kadeshal Titarev Daitam Mikolo. So other people won't get mixed up because of you. So that's what the Rambam rules. The Kesef Mishnah there in Parakei Alachates brings all three sugyas as the makor for this. Parakei Nomdim, the Gemara about Chana, okay? And Parakei Elanamorim, it's the Gemara in Sota, about why they were Mizakeh and Tefillah B'lachash, Kedeshul Levayish over Avera, right? And then the other Gemara, and then Brachas Chavdalid, that someone who raises his voice is Miktanei Amunah. So the Kesef Mishnah brings everything together. The Marshah isn't sure the Marshah there in Sota, Chedukhash in Sota, on the Bezim 40, the Marsha, right? And Rashi, they linked it to Chana also. And the Marsha is a bit bothered by that because, you know, what's the reason? It sounds like the Gemara in Sota is giving a good enough reason, a reason I should apply all the time. Don't daven out loud because it'll embarrass you. You know, you'll get embarrassed. You won't say vidur properly. You'll be embarrassed in front of other people, what you're thinking, what you're misspelling for, and so on and so forth. So that's the reason. What do you have to bring up Chana for? Okay, the Gemara in Brocha seems to be a different reason because of Chana. And then there's another reason, you know, you're Miktana Emuna, so what's going on exactly? So he says, V'yesh levada, elevayesh, devada, imayu kula alma mashmin, kol mitzvilosan, lo v'shayach bo Miktana Emuna. You know, if everybody always davened out loud, so then we wouldn't say like Miktana Emuna. If that were the Jewish practice, that everybody davens out loud, we'd say, okay, that's the practice. So therefore, we wouldn't be Miktana Emuna. But it was still mispalo tefila belachash because of over avera, okay? And that sort of overrides the concern or the permission it would have been to if everybody davened out loud. As far as Chana comes, we'll see it momentarily. Just to see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Sim Kufalav Siv Beis, v'lo yashmir kolo, should not raise your voice. Any ochal chav melachash mutal abir kolo v'hanem ila bein alav. That's what with tzibur osur, dosu mitra mitzibura. There's another interesting chinuch message. Daven out loud in your house, but it's not bothering other people. So the kids learn how to daven. Your children, other people in the house see you're davening. Sometimes people daven at bench out loud and so on and so forth. The children should learn how to daven. That's an important point. I'm not delving into that now. Ramon adds that point. The Bechor Shor, on the Gemara Brachas, Laman Aleph and Aleph, referring to this morning, this Shulchan Aruch, Chaim Sim Kuf Aleph, okay? He says that it's okay even if somebody next to you hears it. And you're really on the second line of 42. The gam in the daber omed negdo lefonav etzal mamish yishma dov shapit omi. You know, sometimes to hear a crowded shul next to each other. So sometimes a person may hear me daven. That's also okay. Below osu ki mashmos kol mamish. What they said was not screaming loud. And he brings as a raya from the Gemara in Yuma. We're talking about the Urim Mitumim. It says, ain't sholin b'kol. When you ask the Urim Mitumim, you know, the Kohen Gadol will be able to ask certain questions and the different jewels of the Urim Mitumim, the letters would light up to give you a tarot. Exactly how it works. The Gemara has Yuma daf ayin gimel with aleph. So it says you're not supposed to yell out loud when you raise the question, but rather you should look at the Gemara. Parsha Pinchas, the Ritter of Parakav Zayin, Pasachal, says, Lifnei Ozar Kohen, Yamod, Bisholo b'mishpat to Urim lifnei Hashem, right? The Urim, you can ask, things that Urim told. Exactly how it works, discussion another time. But the Gemara says, in Yuma Yahan Gimel Aleph, that the Bechor shows referring to him, 44, the Gemara in Yuma Yahan Gimel Aleph says, Ain Shol Mekol, Shenemar, Bisholo. You have to enunciate, below Mahar Beliba, you can't just think the question, Shenemar, Bisholo, lifnei Hashem. How do you do it? So what do you know? The Gemara links it to Chana. Ela kederech she'omro Chana b'tfilos ha'shenemar b'chana him edaberes ha'libo. Like Chana. So the Bechor Shor says back in 42, he says, you see, Rashi says it's like Chana. Alma, second last line of 42, the tfilos Chana nami sharba gavni d'achar shomea. And also ki ma'ashmos kol. Even by Chana, it doesn't say she mamish nobody heard, because by the mishpah, the Urim, you have to hear the question. So somebody standing there is going to hear. And since the Gemara links it, or Rashi linked it to Chana, so then apparently by Chana also someone could hear. They also kima hashmas kol, sheishmu kol svivav, afilo eno menetzel mamish. People on the other side of Shul can hear. Daven out loud, that's no good. So that's not everyone will post an agreement, but that's the Bechor Shor. Okay? The Rambam by the Paskin that way, and also linked to the Chana. If you look in 46, Hilchos Klei Hamikdash Parak Gedol Hachin Aleph, 46, Kate said, Sholin Omer HaKohen, he stood in a certain place, facing the Aron, the whole description of how it was done. Ain't no Shol B'Kromo, Lo Mahar B'Libo, don't be Kol Ram, not be Kol Ram, but also not Mahar B'Libo, Ela B'Kol Nomuch, the soft voice, Kamisha Mispala Beno Ben Atzmo, and so on. Okay? Again, that's, he doesn't directly say Chana, but that's the idea. So a low voice. 47, the Mogim Gibarim, that's Mogim Mor's Mogim Achron, that Ettinger is the brother in law of the Shalomeshev. He writes in Simon Kovalis, Dalid, in the Shilta Gibarim section. Well, that's not the Shilta Gibarim in the back of the rib, something else. Lufiana is Daiti, embarrassed, the Obra Mira. Now, our Shah asks, what do you mean? The other Gemara says, you're Mikhtana Emuna, how do you erect the problem? The Gemara, again, the Kesef Mishnah brought all the Gemaras together. But Marshall was bothered, the Mogen Gemara was bothered a little bit, especially it says that they were Mesakein. What do you mean? They were Mesakein Tfilah, Mesakein Tfilah B'Lachash. So we learned that from Chana. What's the Lashon in the Gemara? Minimat Tiknu Tfilah B'Lachash. That was the Gemara in Sotel on the base. That's what he's bothered by a little bit. And he says that the way he put everything together is as follows. He says, Omnam Nira, the fourth line. The Mikro de Chana lo Nishma Rak Shayashmir Kolash Yishma Acherim. Af Omnim Rachok. From Chana, we can only learn the other people shouldn't hear, meaning even people far away. Okay? But then Chazal or Mesakim, Shalashmir Kolo Klal, don't raise your voice at all. So Levayash over Avera. That even someone next to you shouldn't hear it. That's how he works out all the Gemaras. Like from Chana, we learn don't daven too loud, that other people across the room can hear you. But then the Chazal or Mesakim, further, even person next to you shouldn't hear it. Okay, and that we couldn't learn from Chana. And that's how he resolved it. And he says that's also the answer of the Bechor Shor, the question we asked before, and then Rashi and Shmuel, our Shor asked, what was Eli so stunned about? What was she doing? She was following the din. Okay, she was following the din. But he says, no. Look at the end, two lines on the bottom of 47. The Kodama Tekona B'Din, Eli's Balaf Shoshome Albed B'Tziro. Before she was doing Alpidin, that even someone nearer could hear it. That's not why she was still to be drunk. Just shouldn't do it too loud. But apparently, the Kavan Shoisichili Yoseh Royal Ispala B'dibur Gomer. She should have done it even louder. And he had different ways to learn up the answer. Anyway, how do we pass him? Mishaburis have caught involved, 48, and there's some Kufalov writes, the Ksibitz Vilasana, Raksos Anos, etc. And he quotes the Gemara back Tani Amuna, and the other Gemara puts all the things together. Okay, but he writes, I'm Birke Yosef, Ubachai Odom, the Chatchila, Tzorch, Lispala, Balakash, Kol Kach, the proper thing is tefillah b'lacha so much, sha'af chaver omid b'samach lo lo yachal shmo. No one should hear it. And that's what we do, at least in the Shmoneh Esrei. Think about it. Shmoneh Esrei, we talk a daven, and then nobody else can hear. Maybe you can hear yourself whispering, but we don't know what else should hear. However, yeah, in the Kol Malchus, if shalol lechaven binyan zef, you can't have kavana. Okay, so then you can daven a little louder, but not to disturb other people. Then he writes in Ches, so you're caught in Ches b'lachash, hataz kosav, the afim yochal lechaven b'lachash, even if you can have kavana silently, but not as much kavana with you, and do it out loud, then it's okay to do it out loud. But he refers to you in the Bir Halacha, he said, we don't accept this kula. In Kavala Sivay 49, the Bir Halacha, he quotes him, he said, I wrote in the Mishnah name of the Taz, that he's Mako, but once we have that Zohar, that if you daven out loud, perhaps you shouldn't, your tefillahs won't be heard, don't rely on the kula of the Taz, as long as you can have kavana. So bottom line is that we, at least when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, we do daven silently. On the other hand, there are many other parts of the davening where people daven out loud. And, you know, these poskim seem to be pointing out that it's better not to daven out loud, certainly not in the Shmoneh Esrei, maybe not other parts either. And the question is, how do we rectify that with our practice? So the truth of the matter is, we look, we'll see in a moment, the Ramban, in the next week's Seder, the end of next week's Seder, Parshas Bo, raises this question. We have a pasuk in Yonah, after for Yom Kippur, 50, Paragimal pasuk Ches. When the people of Nineveh heard that the city had been destroyed, they heeded Yonah's warning. So it says, "Vayiskasu sakim." They dressed in sackcloth. They did avelos, and it says, "Vayikro Elokim bechozko." They called out to God, loud with strength. Okay, they did tshuva. Radak in Yonah Paragimal pasuk says 51, "Vayiskas bechozko becholayv." Now, becholayv may mean with full kavana. So from the Radak, you don't necessarily have a raya that they davened out loud. However, the Yerushalmi and Tainus, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Vayikra Elokim b'chozko, mao b'chozko, m'shim b'chalavta, chatzifa netzel l'chshegra. It's better to be a mechutzav than to be loud, right? That's what the Kabbalah explains. Okay, someone who's, you know, who's timid, is not going to get the look at the 53 Kabbalah, mao b'chozko, demash b'koach, not just kavona, b'koach, v'nitzuach, I'm going to win there, you know, with confidence, with strident and so on. Chatzifi not tzach lechsher, right? The more confident you are, that's better. That's how they play Moshe also there explained. So on the base of this, the Ramban writes the following in the end of next week's Seder, Parash Bo, Perek Gimel. I forgot to say the pasuk, but it's the last pasuk. The kavanas romamos hakol betfilos. The purpose of raising your voice when davening. The kavanas batei kneisios uschus tfilos harabim. The whole idea of being in shul and tfilos harabim. Zeu sheil ibn adam makom yiskabtu v'yodu l'keil shabrom v'imtziam. They could aloud thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created them. V'yifarsim v'zeh v'yomu l'fonav v'yosechanoch, and they'll publicize this. V'zu kavanosim, that's how he understood b'mah shalmu, he quotes this Yerushalmi and Tainus on the Pasuk in Yonah, v'yikra l'kim b'chazka. Look what the Ramban writes against everything we saw more or less. V'kana talomed shetfila tzricha kol. Right? He quotes this that Gemara in Tainus, Yerushalmi. Shetfila tzricha kol. Tfila, you should daven out loud. So it's interesting. That's a very different perspective. Tfila should be said out loud. That's how people inspire each other and so on. Eliezer Zuta, a commentary on the Levush, Eli Rabba on the Shulchan Aruch, Sober Elia Shapiro and the early Archonim. Eliezer Zuta, Simon Kovalas, Yukot and Gimel. He says, "Ba'gol Shulchan Aruch Mate Moshe is usually Agbiu Kol Mioser," but he notes that the Levush never prints the din. The Levush never prints the din. Don't raise your voice. B'chein Nogim L'spala B'korum. The minig is we do daven, or at least the Eliezer Zuta quote, the minig is we do daven out loud. In the Eliezer Rabba and the Shulchan Aruch Simon Kovalas, Yukot and Dalit 57. He quotes Eliezer Zuta, and he quotes the name of Moshe Yontif, as Matos Yontif. He makes the following decision. No. Kol Zed, his whole discussion about davening silently, that's betfilas yud ches, the Shmoneh Esrei. That's belachash. Well, the Shmoneh Esrei has a din of tefillah belachash. That's what it's tefillah belachash. I still remember, I think that Rav Soloveitchik said, even if you hear somebody saying the Shmoneh Esrei, the silent Shmoneh Esrei, and you hear him, what he's saying, you're only answering amen to his brachas. Because the category chalos tefillah belachash, no amen. When the Rav davened a few times I davened with him or near him, you could hear him when he said the silent Shmoneh Esrei. At least in his older years, I don't know if that was younger, but in his older years, you could hear him when he davened. But you say, yeah, I think he held not the answer. I mean, because it had the din of tefillah b'lachash. Anyway, so he says, oh no, again, look in the second line. Where we are, the piyutim ukiyutim, and we say piyutim. I think now we doubt we're magbir kolam, and not just piyutim Hashem Kippur, but then this morning, you know, ekel adam and so we daven out loud. Shemagbir kolam v'tzokim v'kol ram. Ad shanochem aligan on that. The guy make fun of the Jews that daven out loud. They're very sound in the church. V'nitz ta'arti miyomai ladas mayin bo'amen. Is that minute? I always wonder where this minute come. To daven out loud, you know, other than Shmoneh Esrei. Kimin Hagen Shisol Toro. At Sheher Hashem Esanet Orisi Ramban so far Shisbal. Till I saw that Ramban, who quotes Ramban at Tzvila Tzvicha Kol. The Mabit, in a philosophy work called Beis Elokim, Shara Tzvila Perek Vav, depends many places. You can see Psukim himself. I didn't quote all of them. He quotes a bunch of them and many others. The Yikshel Azem, Imashem Motsono, Bekama Mekomos. Inyan Tfila Beloshon Tzaka. We find Tfila is sometimes called Tzaka. And he starts with our Pasuk here. He doesn't give the answer that the Sisei Chum gave that Moshe had to daven out loud because he couldn't hear himself because of the noise of the frog. He says, Vayitzak Moshe Hashem Advar Tzardim. And when he asked for Miriam to be healed when she got Tzaraz, the end of Parsha Baloscha, Vayitzak Moshe Hashem Lemo, Kel Nor Fon Allah. And the Jewish people, and that next we said in Parsha B'Shalach, when they daven, Vayitzak Uben Yisrael Hashem. And again, when Moshe describes Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vanitzak El Hashem Vayishma Koleinu, and he quotes other psukim in Shoftim and in Shmuel, Vayizak Vayitzak many times. So what's going on here? We speak about davening all the time as being tzaka. So he makes the following chiluk, not about the Shmoneh Esrei. He says something else. Benucha Lomar, the fourth line of 58. Benucha Lomar, B'teret Zeki Tfilos Hasduris B'chol Yom Shalo Beis Tzara. The regular davening that we're saying, not an Eis Tzara special circumstance. Then okay, so those Tfilos, Harhu She'ein Roy Lomar B'chol. Those we shouldn't say out loud. Kevin Shuyocha L'cham V'lachash. We know those Tfilos well enough. We say them every day. We know those Tfilos well enough. We can say them softly. Aval tefillos shemismalam beis atzar v'atzar special tefillos rare occasions and so on special occasions. Eif shesh yisbalas olam benachas mitzad tzaro. You can't. You're so perturbed. You're so you can't daven quietly. You're so upset. V'lachein hu tzoik b'kol ram that you daven out loud. L'horos shum makir margish atzar shubo. And you realize that the anguish you feel, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save us and so on. And that was Moshe by the tzardim. Right, he knew that maybe the Jewish people are going to let him try him, so he screamed. Okay, and that's why for his sister he screamed and so on. So the Mabit works out various other times in the Tanakh where people screamed and Tehillim. So the Chayin calls the Oko Tzoka should be Tehillim based Sora and so on. So he makes that interesting chiluk. Now again, we find the same thing with the Garden of Anthony Heshmei Rabbi. It's interesting. The Gemara says in Brachas, I'm sorry, Shabbos, Kufi Testament 59. Whoever answers the Heshmer Rabbah with all his strength, all evil decrees against him will be ripped up. So Rashi says, B'chol kocho, there in Kufi Tesmei is B'chol kavonoso, with all your kavona. Okay, that's not relevant to us. But Tosas says, Shabbos Kufi Tesmei, Dilmaso kola ona, 61. He quotes Rashi, but V'ri'o Omer, the Hesh B'psikta, B'maisa B'shmo, B'lisa, the Kamar Hosam, K'shiswal, Nichnasa, Rote, K'nei, so Omer Heshmer Rabbah, B'chol B'chol Rom. About Nigzeris Kosho. So Yeshmi Rabbi answered out loud. Other thing you answer out loud. I found two other, it's so quoted, I'm not an expert in the Zohar by any stretch of anyone's imagination, but two other places in the Zohar. We had two Zohars earlier, two other places even in the Zohar. Parshas Chayesara, 62, and Parshas Shmos, 63. Last we said, also it talks about davening out loud. Okay, in the second line, 62, the Bitzlosa, Arim Kole, I'll raise my voice in davening. And in 63, he says, should scream out because Baruch Hu, lo hadron reikon, you won't be answered, your prayers won't come back empty, and so on. So, and if you quote Yitzchak Gedola Tzaka, right? Shemoshela Samid Sadin Shalmala, Tzaka can overturn Midas Adin. So, the way to rectify all these stories, it would seem to me, we have a couple different approaches. At least the Shemoneh Esrei should daven silently, maybe the well known, commonly recited tefillos we say silently, but the other tefillos you can daven out loud. Maybe you don't want to disturb other people, but sometimes, especially in a time of a tzara, you have a talk. I saw Rav Zilberstein. Rav Zilberstein has a sefer, among his many others, called Chashukei Chemed, where he has on every daf in Shas interesting questions. So he had an interesting question. It's a Gemara about Metzia daf Mem Gimel Mal Aleph 64. It had nothing to do with us. It's talking about whether you use somebody's, you were given a pikadon, an item to watch for somebody else to hold on to, and use it for another purpose. So the purpose was allowed to do that. So I don't want to go into the case in Bavitzia, but listen to this story that he had. Shayla, 64, line 3. Two guys who were childhood friends, right? And when they got older, one of them went to live in this country, I lived in the other country, and so on. And hadn't seen each other in many years. And then one time, one of the friends had to came to the other country, and therefore, and he ended up staying by his old buddy who hadn't seen in a long time for Shabbos. Okay. I like your shul, the guest said, but I don't understand, you know, why in your shul they daven so loud? And the host didn't answer. Right after Adol Motzei Shabbos, he's going to Orch Motzei Barco. The guest was leaving after Shabbos. Ubikesh me'amarech kishiyachzer osapikodin. He asked back for something that he asked him to watch, his wallet or whatever it is that he gave to him before Shabbos to put away in a safe place, and he had a lot of money there. Achamorch pikodin matama daber. So the host said, "Wallet? What are you talking about? You never gave me a wallet." I'm like, "What do you mean? I gave it to you before Shabbos." I don't remember you giving me anything before Shabbos. So the guy was exasperated. He said, all his money, he's going on a business trip and so on. And it was evident that his host wasn't giving anything back because he claimed not anything about it. So he started to yell, "Hey, where is called? It's all Lavor Balabais. Hey, can I cancel this show?" He yelled, "Where's my money? What are you stealing from me? How can you do such a thing to me?" Okay. So the guy, the host said, "What are you yelling for? Can't you talk to me quietly? Can't you ask me quietly what happened?" The louder, "What do you mean? What are you doing to me? I'm not going to talk quietly. You angered me. And I'm just so upset by this. Of course I'm going to yell at you." So then the host said to him, he gave him his wallet, and he said, "You see, you answered your own question. You asked me today, how come my shul daven so loud? Because when something really means something to you, when you're upset about something, when it's something that's, you know, it gets under your skin, okay, then you're gonna scream. That's what we do in our shul." Okay, it's interesting. Then the Chashvi Chemin asked, "Was he allowed to do that?" Not my issue now. But anyway, so that's at least some defense of davening out loud. Let's finish up the Mogen Avraham. Kohen Gimel quoted again the Arizal, who did not daven out loud on Shabbos a little bit, and the Prima Gadim explains the Eshal Avraham from Kuvala Sukkotin Gimel 66. Umar Shekod Mogen Avraham Arizal Afilu Psik of the Zimra, he didn't daven out loud. And maybe Shabbos a little bit, maybe because Shabbos you're not making requests. That's what I want to suggest. I don't know. The Chidor in the Pesach Einayim to Brachas Amon Alef Mon Alef on the Tzor of Chana 67. He also writes that they wouldn't daven out, they would not daven out loud, and also I'd be a kol b'tefila, and thinks it's wrong. And in the Machzik Brocha in Zikrot and Beis in the Ksum Kuf Alef 68 refers to that Pesach Einayim. And he makes a distinction also, perhaps, between a personal tefillah and a tefillah of tzar and so on. Okay. And that's what he understands, that maybe Chana teaches us that even a personal tefillah shouldn't be out loud. He thinks maybe that's what the Gemara wants to teach us there, with Eli thought she was drunk because she what was new about her was that even a private tefillah she was saying to herself. Okay. And he probably maybe held that the Shalom Bisman Tefillah, not the regular Tefillah, can daven out loud. But she was davening not the regular Tefillah. Okay, again, different Terutzim that we saw. That's how the Shari Tshuva in Sikkotin Vav quotes in 69. He quotes the Machzik Brocha, and he says that we see from Chana even a private Tefillah. So different approaches. I think that it really is a matter of where a person's at. In some ways, it may be better to daven yourself. Some people can actually have Kavana more concentrating when they're focusing themselves. Other people want to raise their voice a little bit. The Mishnah Berura again quotes the Gadol not to daven too loud. It's interesting. I quoted that since you've caught in Zion, even in Pesukah the Zimmer, like the Arizal, he seems to lean in that direction. I quoted of Zilberstein, so I quote another thing from Zilberstein in 71. He says in the Cheshire Chechemed on Brochus, Amar Alvin Alvin, that Gemara with Chana, he quotes from his brother-in-law is Chaim Kanievsky. Quotes from his brother, are many kashas. What do you mean we can't daven aloud? Like that Ramban. He quotes a whole bunch of places what we see in Tanakh where people daven and scream all night and all day and so on and so forth. So he quoted that Mabit that we mentioned before, maybe a difference between regular set tefillahs and, you know, private emergency tefillahs. But look at the third line of the second paragraph. Vigisi, my brother-in-law, Gonam Chaim Kanievsky Shita, Omer She'ein Raim Moshe Rabbeinu, because he quotes a medrash that says that one of the 10 lashonos of tefillah is Zaka. Zaka is a category of tefillah. It doesn't necessarily mean screaming or raising your voice. Maybe it's Zaokra, all these cases in the Gemara. I'm sorry, all these cases in Tanakh where it says Vayitzak, Vayizak. It means davened. It's another word for davening. It's another word for tefillah. It's another category of tefillah. Okay, different like we saw in the beginning, this Sforno the Malbim, we answer the question why Moshe Tzak, you know, because you can't, in these type of tefillahs, you can't ask for half a thing or whatever that meant exactly. But maybe it means, like the last line of 7 dollars, Zaokra, Yisug, Misuga, tefillah. Okay, and look what it writes. V'nikris, B'loshon Zaokra, Kimi mamake halev. It comes from the depths of your heart, but it doesn't necessarily mean screaming. Aval ein kavanasa shenemar ba'agbos kol. That's a possibility. Just to finish up, I did quote the Mogen Giborim, the Elif HaMogen, in Kuf Aleph, Sukkot and Dalet, in Shulchan Aruch 72, mentions the quotes of Yom Shoshana. I couldn't find Yom Shoshana in the computer. It's in the Yom Shoshana, but I couldn't print it. But he quotes it. He has a list at the end of Bava Kama of difference between Minhagi Eretz Yisrael and Minhagi Bavel. So look at the 72. He writes, Yam Shal Shoma Bakama Dalfarchon Simon Membez, Bechiluke Dinim Shabain Eretz Yisrael Levene Bavel. And one of them is, B'nei Bavel also Lispala Yud Ches Manasseh Elab Lachash, B'nei Eretz Yisrael Bekol Godol, Yishula Hargilas Atzibur. Interesting. We quit the different Minhagim, and in Bavel they said it quietly, and so they talk and said it out loud. The Ein Bezer Mishum Abriya Kol Mitzvah Mishum the Kulu Osim came. It's not a problem because everybody did it. It's not going to disturb people. Everybody's doing it. Okay. It's not Miktana Amuna because it's not Levi Shover Abir because everybody did it. Okay. Omeo, he quotes at the end, Anan Basa Bnei Bavel Gerinu. We follow Bnei Bavel. But it's interesting to note that this was an old machlokas that was being different than Hagim. The last group of sources to finish up, I printed that there are those who make a chilek between Yomim Noraim and the rest of the year. The Mordechai, in Yuma Remes Tavshin Chof Hei, the first paragraph, he says, Afal pi shebechol yomos Hashan mispalam belachash, but miyu barashom kippur omim bekol rom. Okay, because they inspire each other, and we're not worried about people mixing other people up because everybody has a machzor, no one knows the tefillah b'har. Anyway, Hashem Kippur and so on. And so that's in the Mordechai, the Beis Yosef, in our Simon, Simon Kuf Aleph. And Oz Gimel also quotes this Mordechai, who says that at the least on Hashem Kippur, it's okay. And he says people have machzorim and so on. The Ramor says even then, okay, even Rosh Hashanah Kippur, this is a Darke Moshe on the tour, in Simon Kuf Aleph, Os Aleph, 75, where Drosh is my revile, cause of Mikol Mokal, there'll be a kol of Dabi Nevi HaBaal. Not too loud, like the Nevi HaBaal, even Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch mentions in Sif Gimel, Simon Kuf Aleph, 76, Yesh Omrim, Shabar Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, Mutal HaShmir, Kol HaMetzvila, Filo Betzibur, Ramar Tzuchay Nogin, but Mikol Mokal, Zoshel HaGbi, Kol HaMiyosim, not too much, okay, and certainly, the Magar Avraham, if you've gotten Dalad right, that even then, if you can have Kabbonah quietly, that's better. That's better. But the Berhetev writes, you've gotten involved, those Chazonim who daven out loud to inspire the Tzibur, not to show off the voice, but to inspire the Tzibur. That's a good thing. And he quotes that Ramban as well. The Mishabura says, since you've gotten Yud Aleph 79, the whole idea is in Mora Kavona, especially on Shem Kippur, we can add that's an Esorah. You go back to those who made the chilek between the regular davening that we daven all the time and the davening on a special time of Eis Tzara. Well, certainly Rosh Hashanah Kippur is an Eis Tzara. Gemara says in Erchin that the Kodesh Baruch was sitting with the Book of the Living and the Book of the Dead in front of him. That's surely an Eis Tzara. So Rosh Hashanah Kippur certainly, and he writes, we're not worried about mixing people up because everybody has a machzer. Okay. And he says something about the Chazonim. And the Adia printed the Aruch HaShulchan also writes like this, that many people daven it's okay because we have machzorim and Sidurim, and the people can be inspired. But he says, and especially it makes another thing in the end, this is Sim Kupal and Sim Zayin, 80 Ach Yesh Otam, Nishem Yimei Tshuva, Mashmim Kolam Kedei Lechavin Yoser, Kevon Shenem Bekiyim Bahem, we're not so Bekiyim in the Tfilas of Hashem Kippur and so on, and you want to have proper Kavon if you daven. On the other hand, if you can, even then perhaps it's better to daven Salas. Ayotzim Idvarein Rabosai is that a person should daven in the way that brings him most Kavonah. You should be cognizant of people around you, not to disturb them. Certainly, if you're davening in a minyan and so on, not to disturb them. But those parts of the davening, let's say leaving out the Salon Shemon Esrei, where the function of the tzibur, like the Ramban wrote at the end of next week, said, you know, where the function of the tzibur is to ma'or each other, to bring each other to a place of greater kavana, and Rosh Yom Kippur, then it's acceptable and even perhaps advisable not to daven out loud, unless you don't feel at all you're in that category. I wish everybody a good tevach. And it's a pleasure to be back. And Be'ez Hashem, v'chein hala. A good tevach, everybody. A good tevach.
Good tevach. Good tevach. Thank you so much, and welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back.
It's great to see you.
Great to be back.